This morning, we got a sign of where the economy may be heading. The government's employment report, one of the most important measurements of the economy, came out this morning. NPR's Jim Zaroli has the numbers. And Jim, what are they?
Well, the unemployment report was 4.7%, which is the same as what it had been. The important thing is that 166,000 jobs were created, and that is about twice what economists were expecting. It's the biggest increase in 5 months. There was also a downward revision for September, a slight downward revision, but all in all, this was a good number.
So employers were hiring more people than anybody thought they were. Why?
Well, there has been this expectation for a while that the housing crisis was going to drag down employment. And there were losses in construction as well as in manufacturing and retail, but they were really offset by very big gains in business services, government, leisure and hospitality, education and healthcare. All in all, a good number. For all the problems that we see, the economy just seems to keep going. There are lots of signs of a slowdown, but there are lots of good news as well.
So, Jim Zaroli, you're telling me that 166,000 more jobs were created than went away, which means the economy created enough jobs to absorb all the people coming onto the workforce. The unemployment rate stayed about the same, which sounds like good news, which raises the question of why the stock markets are slipping down yet again today.
Yeah, well, that is a good question. The problem seems to be questions about the financial sector, about big banks again. We've had a lot of bad news in that area. There was a new wrinkle today. The Wall Street Journal has a page one story about Merrill Lynch. It's kind of complicated, but it said Merrill Lynch entered into some agreements with hedge funds. In one case, for instance, a hedge fund agreed to give Merrill $1 billion for a year, Merrill could cover some of its bad investments. But then after a year, the hedge fund was supposed to get its money back with something extra. So the implication of that is that Merrill has been sort of sweeping problems under the rug, that its problems are a lot worse than we thought even this week. People are already nervous about banks, and this is the kind of thing that really scares them, even when you get good jobs data.
And you must have a cumulative effect as well. Just yesterday, there was news about Citigroup that was pretty grim. Now you've got this news about Merrill Lynch. There might be something else tomorrow. There might be something else Monday.
Right. And the problem is we still just don't know. It's in the nature of the subprime crisis that we're going through. We don't know how deep the losses go. It's hard to get a handle on that. And when you get something like this Merrill Lynch disclosure today, this report anyway, people walk away saying, well, you know, maybe we've been too optimistic.
I wonder if this employment report that we started out discussing adds to the complexity here, because people would be hoping that the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates, or some investors would hope for that anyway. The Federal Reserve just did again. Gave some indications they might not be eager to do it again anytime soon. But, of course, the Federal Reserve doesn't want to overheat the economy, and here's the jobs report coming on strong. So maybe that makes it even harder to see an interest rate cut.
Yeah. The Fed, of course, did cut rates on Wednesday. The problem is they also released a statement that sort of suggested that they were finished cutting rates for a while. And once people had a chance to read that, they got even more nervous. So the problem is you have an economy that seems like it's slowing. You have big potential problems with the banks. And the Fed comes along and says, well, maybe we think we're going to sit back and watch how things are unfolding. And that just scares the bejesus out of people.
So trading week still going on. But toward the end here, we had 360 points of losses yesterday and 76 points of losses today on the Dow Jones Industrials as of a few minutes ago. Jim Zaroli, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli is in New York telling us about what could be some good news mixed with some grim news. Unemployment rate stayed steady as jobs creations was strong. This is NPR News.